Good morning. Let's begin with the word of prayer. Heavenly Father, how grateful we are for the word of God. How grateful we are for Spring Valley Bible Church. Come together, worship, assemble ourselves together, fellowship together. Pray that we're glorifying to Christ today. Pray these things in Christ's name for his sake. Amen. Okay, for song?
Join us in number 208. Song number 208 in the hymnal. If you can find a hymnal nearby. Like a River Glorious. It should be Like a River Glorious.
Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his bondservants the things which must soon take place, and he sent and communicated it by his angel to his bondservant John, who testified to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace to him from he who is, who was, and who is to come, from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and released us from our sins by his blood. And he has made to us to be a kingdom, priest to his gods and to his Father, and to him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he who is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, and even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. So be it, is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. John, your brother, and fellow partaker in the tribulation, the kingdom and perseverance which are Jesus, was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. I was in his spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like the sound of a trumpet, saying, write in a book what you see and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me, and as I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the middle of the lampstands I saw one like a son of a man, clothed in a robe, reaching to his feet, and girded across his chest with a golden sash. And his head and hair were like the white wool, like snow. And his eyes were like a flame of fire. And his feet were like burnished bronze when it has been made to glow in a furnace. And his voice was like the sound of many waters. And in his right hand he held seven stars. And out of his mouth came a sharp, two-edged sword. And his face was like the sun shining in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man. And he placed his right hand on me and saying, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And I have the keys of death and of Hades. Therefore, write these things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place, and after these things. And as for the mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the seven angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches."
All right, let's continue in song number 481. Would you turn to 481, just a closer walk with thee?
Okay, good morning. All right, we've got one major test or thing that I didn't want to get past where right now. What do we? Go ahead.
Please pray for Kathy Martin, Heather Hess, and Tyson Hess and their family. Kathy Martin, if some of you can recall, she comes to our church every now and then with Heather. She is Heather's mother. Now, she herself lost her mother last night. And I believe it's in Florida, but I could be wrong about the town. So they are packing today and try to leave town to go to the funeral early next week over there. So it's not expected, but the lady who passed away was a strong believer in Christ. So they knew that she went home to be with the Lord. It's just a matter of travel because they didn't really plan this right in this moment. So please pray for the safe travel and also the smooth funeral and burial and all that.
Okay, any question about...
Yeah, how's the relationship again with the Hesses? Again?
Okay. Heather's grandmother.
Heather's grandmother?
Yeah.
Heather's grandmother? Okay.
Yeah, on maternal grandmother.
Okay.
Okay. That's being pretty, yes.
I have a prayer request for, it's a cousin-in-law. Her name is Shirley. She has neuropathy, it's extremely severe to the point that many times when she's walking, she'll fall.
Wow.
Because of the loss, I guess, of the ability. And several weeks ago, she undoubtedly injured her toe, and because she doesn't feel it, it became infected. In fact, sometimes she would be without shoes and didn't realize that she wasn't wearing shoes because of the numbness. But the toe became infected with something called MRCA. And they had to amputate her toe.
Oh.
So she is now out of the hospital. I think she was in for 3 weeks. But it's going to be therapy, learning how to, I guess, walk with a missing toe and get her energy and strength back. So please remember her in prayer.
Okay, one, what was her name?
Shirley Works.
Shirley Works. And where does Shirley live?
Longview.
Longview, okay.
Now, this is a cousin-in-law.
All right. Let's be in prayer. Now, let's be in prayer for that family, the two families. And so that was good. Any other? Yes.
There's a pastor of a local church in the Wiley area. His name is Jeff Denton. And he's been diagnosed with terminal cancer. He's in his mid-40s. Young family, young pastor of, speaking, a young pastor of a church. With chemo, he may be able to extend life for a couple years, but without it, 6 months. So, but it's not something they can treat, they can just extend at this point in time. So,
okay.
It's been prayer for Jeff Denton, is the pastor's name, and their church. That's a tough thing to do.
Be in prayer for the church, as well as for the pastor and his family. Now, does he have children?
Yes.
All right.
I don't know how old exactly.
Okay. So they need to be in fervent prayer. Church and them. Okay, be in prayer. All right, anything else? Yes.
One of my older brothers, Brad McMillan, and his wife, Lynn, are about 2 weeks into battling COVID. And she's feeling much better, but still testing positive. He's testing negative, but his doctor's about ready to put him in the hospital because he's got some lung complications.
Oh wow!
And
how old is he?
He's 70. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I didn't know there was going to be a math quiz.
All right, we'll be in prayer. In prayer. All right, next. Anything? Yes.
Yeah, just continued prayer for me and guidance as regarding my employment status with the company that's acquiring us is now reaching out to me. But as of right now, I don't feel that's the direction I'm supposed to go, but I'm just asking for clarity as I look not only with them but other companies.
Have you heard anything from them?
Well, they're reaching out to me now. I've had a brief conversation. I'm supposed to have another one, a meeting with them this week. But as of right now, I can't tell. There's more information I have to give, but I'm just looking for the leading.
Okay. You know, so well, then that's fervent prayer. Fervent prayer. Good. Okay. We'll be in prayer. Very good. All right. Yes.
Prayers for travel this week. Ben is leaving tomorrow night at 7 p.m. His ultimate destination is Sweden, but he's flying into Ireland. There have been a lot of strikes with the Swedish airline that they were supposed to be flying with, so they've been having to move some things around. So there's a lot of things fluid right now, but he does have a flight to Ireland tomorrow night, and then they're supposed to be switching, you know, airlines and flights to go on to Sweden. They have a friend over there. So the prayer is for safety and travel. And also, our prayers is that God will refine time, you know, like his buddy from the Corps. They're going to be meeting up with Ben's roommate from in Spain. A lot of traveling going on. They're very excited. I can imagine. One last week, you know, just prayers covering everything. And then Chris and I are flying on Wednesday to California to attend a wedding for a family that you guys have prayed for over the years, the Patnells, who lost their son many years ago. This is their daughter. is their daughter Paige getting married. So they've been a part of Liberty with us in the past, and have been close friends that used to live down the street from us. So again, prayers for safety. Prayers that it would just be a time of healing for them.
Okay.
Just continuing to draw near to the Lord. And my last prayer is, is my dad. He is experiencing some health things. We don't have a lot of specifics right now, and he is not ready to share with everybody. But I love my dad. My dad loves the Lord, and he loves his family, and just prayers for strength.
We'll be in fervent prayer.
Strength for him and my mom, and just for all of our family. And just praying that my dad would be prompted to share soon so we can all be praying together as a family. That's our desire.
And we will be in prayer for you, your birthday.
Yeah.
And for both of you, for your wedding day.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah.
The years keep getting bigger.
Is that Yvonne?
That's Yvonne, yeah. Yvonne and Pete and their daughter Paige.
Yeah. Yes.
Continued prayers for Ioana in Greece, my wife's sister, for the doctors to get together for surgery on her aneurysm.
Still?
They still, I don't know what they're waiting for, but.
Now, Wednesday, you're going to be bringing your niece.
The second prayer is Katarina's coming on Wednesday. So prayers for travel for her coming to the States.
Yeah. Good.
How long is she going to be here?
2 weeks.
Good. All right. All right. Anything else? All right. People, we need to continue to be in prayer in regard to the finances. They're just, it's lower. And we'll just keep watching it and seeing what God has in store for Spring Valley Bible Church as far as where we'll be and finances, things like that. So let's take the offertory. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, how grateful we are for your word. How grateful we are for your purpose for our being here, Heavenly Father. We pray that you will continue to use Spring Valley Bible Church, continue to use us, the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the teaching of the Word of God. Father, we pray these things in Christ's name and for his sake. Amen. Okay.
All right. Once again, would you all please join us in singing number 339. Sing hymn number 339, It Is Well With My Soul.
A river has lifted my soul, when sorrows like sea billows roll, I ever my God, thou hast sought me to say, it is well, it is well. With my soul, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul. As true as.
Okay, I did not plan on handing any pass out today, and yesterday working in my own church, in my own office, decided to do so, and as I went back to the deal last night, my computer stopped. So there I was. So I put together a couple of things for you here, so we'll see if we can work and put these together. What we're going to do for a couple of weeks, we're going to look at the book of Revelation. Now, when I looked at Revelation before, 9 years?
Yes.
That's what she told me. That wasn't very nice. Right. 9 years for Revelation. And so this time we're just going to spend about 2, maybe 3 weeks and go through the different things of the book of Revelation. And we're going to be looking at some of the things that people are looking at as far as time is concerned. When the rapture occurs and tribulation and the millennium and then go into eternity. So let's begin this study with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word of God. We thank you specifically this morning for the book of Revelation. Where Heavenly Father, you laid out the plan for the world. We pray now that you will open our eyes to let us see the truth, grasp these things that are going on. Father, we pray these things in Christ's name and for his sake. Amen. Okay, let's begin in Revelation 22, the last chapter of the book of Revelation, verses 18 and 19. I testify, let me turn on my glasses here. I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, to the word of God, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, the book of Revelation, God will take away this part, his part from the tree of life and from the holy city, which are written in this book. Okay. Now, the first thing we're going to do is just look through, kind of grasp each of the chapters of the book of Revelation. And then we'll go back and take a look at things. First of all, chapter 1. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ appears to John as the great judge. Now, I'll put in here Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God. Now, in the last book of the book of the or the Bible, Revelation, what began in Genesis is now the complete of Revelation. In Genesis, man is driven from the tree of life, if you remember that story. And now, in Revelation, it is provided for man, the tree of the good of life. All that Adam lost in Genesis is now restored in Revelation. In revealing, that means apocalypse, that means disclosure, or to reveal, to make manifestation. That is the revealing of Jesus the Christ. Jump here to Psalm 119:18. Psalm 119:18. Open my eyes that I may behold wonderful things from your law. God sent Revelation to show. Now look at the end of Revelation 22:8, and there it is, what he has seen, the things that he was seeing. So that's Revelation 1. Now, Revelation 2. Christ's letters to the churches, Ephesians, the church that lost its love. That's the, probably, to me, the saddest of all of that he says to the churches. Lost its love of Jesus Christ. To repent from having abandoned that first love. And then it goes to Smyrna, the loyal, persecuted church, to warn them of 10 days of tribulation that may cost them their lives or imprisonment. Then Pergamum, to repent from the doctrines of Balaam. And Thyatira, to repent from the teaching of Jezebel. All right, now, chapter 3, still in the study of the books of the Bible, the church. Sardis is the lifeless church, unaware of anything, of things to come. You are not perfect before God. Philadelphia, to hold fast the loving church. They are the loving church. And now it goes back to negativeness. Laodicea, the lukewarm church, to repent. Lukewarm, it's neither hot nor cold, it's lukewarm. Now, you start with chapter 4, which really starts with the book. The throne. Chapter 4 is the throne. I just picked up words to kind of give you an idea. If you looked at them, and this kind of gives you an idea what the books are about. This is about the throne. John sees God's throne, royal seat, in heaven, our supreme headquarters. Then you go to chapter 5, the Lamb. Chapter 4, the throne. Chapter 5, the Lamb. Christ has authority to open the seven seals, the great breakthrough. And then chapter 6, the seals. So we've gone from the throne to the Lamb to the seals. The judgment as Jesus Christ opens the seals, four horsemen of the apocalypse. Now, chapter 7. God's people from Israel and from every nation, the 12 tribes of Israel. The first mentioning of the 144,000 will be here. That will come up again in a little bit, but right now in chapter 7, the first mentioning of the 144,000. Now, go to chapter 8. The trumpets, this judgment that follow the seven trumpets, loud musical instruments, angels of doom, the seven trumpets. Chapter 9, as the judgments continue, people refuse to turn from their wicked behavior. Fifth angel, the five woes. The five woes. That's very important. Chapter 10, God gives John the strength to continue his task. The little book that John ate, seven angels and the seven trumpets. Now, chapter 11, the book of the two witnesses, very famous two witnesses. The last trumpet sounds, that is the end of the trumpet judgments, the last warning. Chapter 12, the devil's anger against Asia, Israel, and the people of God, the war of heaven. Now this is the war, the woman of the apocalypse, that's the birth of Mary, and of Jesus Christ, the man child, that's Jesus Christ, and then the dragon. So that's a very important chapter in the Bible. Then you go to chapter 13. Two feasts, beast, the beast and the number of the beast, the evil rule of the Antichrist, Christ's great enemy, and then chapter 11 verse 11 begins the second beast, the beast from Israel. So there's our two beasts. Now, chapter 14. 144,000 people who loved God, God issues His judgments. Chapter 15, the preparation for the last series of judgments, that is the bowl judgments. We've gone through the seals, now looking at the bowls. The bowl judgments. Chapter 17, the whore of Babylon. The Antichrist destroys the evil city called Babylon. Chapter 18, Babylon falls. The punishment of Babylon and the reaction of the different groups of people. The tales of two cities, that's just mine put in there. The tale of two cities, Babylon and Jerusalem. All right, now, chapter 19, the bride of Christ. Welcome to your wedding, that's your wedding. Christ leads heaven armies in the last battle, the rider of the white horse. All of that's in chapter 19. Chapter 20, Christ's millennial reign. Millennialism, Christ's rule on earth for 1,000 years, the final judgment there. Then you go into chapter 21, the eternal order. The eternal order. Now, chapter 1, let's see here. Okay, chapter 22, Christ promised He will come again soon, the river of life. Now, what I've given here at the top, chapter 1, the vision of the glorified Son of God. Chapters 2 through 3, seven churches. Chapters 4 and 5, the vision of heaven. Chapters 6 through 19, the great tribulation. Now chapter 22, Christ promise He will come again, the river of life. We will all see and wait for that. Now, what am I going to do now? I can start with chapter 1 and go through it. Or help you just, you're familiar with it. I want you to be familiar with the book of Revelation. Just familiar with it. Now the first thing I've given you here is the first which you have seen. Chapter 1. Then in the second part, the things which are. First of all, the things which you have seen. The things which are that you're seeing now. Chapters 2 and 3. Christ's letters to the seven churches. And then, thirdly, the things which will take place that you will see. Chapters 4 through 22. So there's what you will see. You have what is seen, chapter 7. What is seen now, chapters 2 and 3, the church. And then what you will see, chapters 4 through 22, the Christ as judge, chapters 4 and 5, the tribulation, 6 through 18, the coming of Christ, chapter 19, the millennium, chapter 20, the eternal state, 30 or 21 and 22. Now, any question there? Okay, let's go to the next thing. Just these are things that just I wanted you to be able to put your hand down and understand. Seven sevens of the apocalypse. Now, what does apocalypse mean? Let's see if we can figure that out. Apocalypse. It means the end of the world or something viewed as a prophetic revelation. Those are two big things that come out of the apocalypse. Now, the seven sevens that come into the apocalypse. One, the seven churches. Chapters 2 and 3. Secondly, the seven seals. Chapter 6 through chapter 8, verse 1. Three, the seven trumpets. The seven trumpets. Chapters 8 through chapter 11, 19. Four, the seven personalities. The seven personalities. The woman, the dragon, the man-child, the archangel Michael, the remnant, the beast out of the sea, the beast out of the earth. Out of the earth is out of Jerusalem. Now, so those are called the seven sevens of Book of Revelation. Now, most of this, just in my 4 years at Dallas Seminary, somebody would do different things and have do different things, so that's what I'm doing for you. Now, five, or seven bowls, and then, so we got the six, the seven dooms, the seven dooms. Chapter 17 through 20, verse 15, ecclesiastical Babylon, political Babylon, Antichrist and the false prophet, anti-Christian nation, Gog and Magog, Satan, the wicked dead. Now, what you can do here, not tonight, this morning, but just sit down and open your Bible. Ecclesiastical Babylon. What is that? Look at chapter 17, 1 through 18. Political Babylon. Chapter 18. Chapter 1, verses 1 through 27. Antichrist and the false prophet. Chapter 19, verse 20. Antichristian nations. Chapter 19, verse 21. Gog and Magog, chapter 20, 8 through 9. Satan, chapter 28 to 2010, and then the wicked dead. Now, point 7. The seven new things. These are the list of the seven things in the book of Revelation. We've looked at the seven churches, the seven seals, the seven trumpets, the seven personalities, the seven bowls, the seven dooms, now the seven new things. Seven new things. A new heaven. A new earth. New city. New nations. New river, chapter 22. New tree, chapter 22, verse 2, and then the new throne, chapter 22, 3 through 7. Any question? Okay. Now, where are you in all of this? All right? In the Old Testament. Now, what some people do is they'll send you something like this with all of this stuff in sheets, in big charts. I took that out and just put it down so you can read it, reading through what's going on. So here's the Old Testament. Now, if I were doing this on a chart, the Old Testament would be in this section right here, right down there. And those would be the next, or the New Testament. That'd be the Old. Now, so rather than that, I'd put all the things in the Old Testament in one. So here is in the Old Testament. Paradise. Paradise. Abraham's bosom, whose soul of the saved from Adam until the resurrection of Jesus. It is new. It is now empty. It is now empty. Jesus took all these with him when he ascended into heaven. So everybody that was born again in the Old Testament, from Adam to the Revelation, taken into heaven. Now let's look at Ephesians chapter 4. Look at Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8. Therefore, it says, when he ascended, that's Jesus, on high, he led captive a host of captives. That's all the believers of the Old Testament. And he gave gifts to men. So that's what happened there. Now, the first part of this is going to be the paradise of Abraham's paradise. Now, in the middle you got the great gulf. The great gulf fixed. And then you go to the end and there is the place of torment. The place of abode of all the souls of the unsaved. This is where unbelievers go in every dispensation. And where is it? It's in the middle of the earth. Okay? So that's the first part in the Old Testament. Any question about the Old Testament? See how quickly we've handled much of the Bible? All right. Now, early ministry of Jesus Christ. Early ministry of Christ is the next thing. His death, resurrection, ascension, session. Look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 9. Now, this expression, he ascended, what does it mean? What does it mean except that he also had descended into the lower parts of the earth? Now, if you were studying this, he would go in there and give the victory to the fallen angels of Genesis. So, now, verse 10, he who descended is himself also he who also ascended. So first of all, it just talks about his going down and makes the great division, victory. And now he's going to ascended back to heaven, far above all the heavens, so that he might fill all things. So there is line Jesus Christ.
Perfect question.
Yes.
Do you have a reference passage for the Christ going into the depths of the earth to?
That's in Ephesians and Peter. Let's see. Thank you for telling me that. I didn't know we were going to be asked that. All right. I think it's 1 Peter. Let's see.
And we can take it away. Yeah, I mean, I'm not.
Okay.
It's not a gotcha question. It's just.
No, it's just. Let's see. Well, I don't see it.
I don't remember.
Okay. I'll find it and let you know. Kid, did you remember?
No, I'm looking at that.
Phil?
Yeah,
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So the great theologians don't know exactly where it is in the Bible. Okay, now, going from the earthly ministry of Jesus Christ, huh?
I said, I think he just called you guys great theologians.
All right, now, church age. Church age. All believers who die go face to face with Jesus during the church age. Philippians chapter 1. Look at Philippians chapter 1, verse 22, verse 23. Philippians. Here we go. Philippians 1:23. But if I am to live in the flesh, this will mean fruitful labor for me, and I do not know which to choose, whether I to live on in the flesh will mean fruitful labor for me.
Husband?
Yes.
That was 22.
Was it back to the Jesus Christ went down to Hades, right?
Yeah. Hold on, I just read the. Let's stop because you read 22. You referenced 23.
Okay, 23. That's why I didn't come across.
Before we come right. back.
But if I am, let's see, 23. Okay, 23. But I am hard pressed from both direction, heaven or on earth, having the desire to depart and be with the Lord, for that is very much better. So those are the two places you'd be. Now, what were you saying?
Well, to answer the search, I think I found it is 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18 to 20.
1 Peter 3. I knew it was 1 Peter. 1 Peter.
Yep, 19.
Okay, yep. There you go. Okay. Now, let's go to the rapture. We've gone through the Old Testament, early ministry of Jesus Christ, church age, rapture of all believers of the earth, and go to Jesus Christ to judge believers. With the rapture goes the tribulation. The tribulation. See, the rapture is all believers of the earth will go up into heaven with Christ. Then you go to the tribulation, the first 3.5 years. The first 3.5 years, Satan cast from heaven to earth for great tribulation. Through 3.5, the second part, that's the part that begins with him, Armageddon of glorious appearance, and the pit, and then the millennium. But let's look back now. Let's look at tribulation. Here's 3.5 years, and then 3.5 years, Armageddon of the glorious appearance of Jesus Christ. Let's look at Revelation 19. Revelation 19. Revelation 19, 20. And I saw heaven opened. Now this is in the tribulation. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it is called faithful and true, and in righteousness he judges the wages of war. His eyes are flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems, and he has named written upon them, written no one knows except himself. He is clothed with a robe of dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which are in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, were following him on the white horses. And from his mouth comes sharp sword, so that with it he may strike down the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron, and he treads the winepress and of the fierce wrath of God Almighty. And on his robe and on his thigh he has a name written, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And then the pit, Satan bound 1,000 years. Satan bound 1,000 years. Revelation 20, 1 through 3. Revelation 20. Then I saw the angel coming down from heaven, holding the key of the abyss and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold of the dragon, that's Satan, the serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he threw him into the abyss and shut it and sealed it over him, so that he would not deceive the nations any longer. That's the nations on earth during the millennium, until the 1,000 years were completed. After these things, he must be released for a short time. Okay, that brings us to the millennium. 1,000 years reign of Jesus Christ. Satan loosed in the end of the bottom. We've read that, and about millennium for a little season, 7 through 10, Revelation 20. 7 through 10. Let's take a look at it. When the 1,000 years are completed, the tribulation, Satan will be released from his prison, and it will come about to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together for the war. The number of them is like the sand of the seashore. And they came up on the broad plain of the earth and surrendered and surrounded the camp of the slain and the beloved city, and fire came down from heaven and devoured them. So much for Satan. Now, Satan and all the angels, unbelieving angels, all unbelievers are judged in the great white throne judgment, Romans chapter 20, verse 11. Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat upon it, from whose presence earth and heaven flew away, and no place was found for them. Okay, now, all unbelievers cast forever into the lake of fire for all eternity. Hebrews chapter Revelation 20, 11 through 15. The beast, the Antichrist, and the false prophet cast alive into the lake of fire. Did you see that? The Antichrist and the false prophet cast alive into the fire. Revelation 19, 20 through 21. And the beast was seized, and with him the false prophet, who, now that was in chapter 13. And the beast was seized with him, and the false prophet, chapter 19, who performed the signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who had received the mark of the beast, and those who worshipped his image. Those two were thrown alive into the lake of fire, which burns with brimstone. And so that was what happened to them. Now, let's go to new heaven, new earth. New heaven, new earth. Chapter 21, 1 through 9. New Jerusalem, chapter 21, 10 through 27, and then finally, the river and the tree of life, chapter 22. Now, Revelation begins with seals and ends with bowls. So if you're just thinking which way to, let me see if I can grab the book of Revelation. You got seals, trumpets, the bowl. Seal, chapter 6. Trumpets, chapters 8 through 11. Bowls, chapter 16. So there you're kind of grabbing hold of the book. Now, the history in the recorded. Cyrus the Great, Old Testament, to the church, 483 years. 483 years are given in the study of Cyrus. That's Daniel. So Cyrus to the cross, Jesus Christ on the cross. Then you go to the middle, the church age. And the church age, the clock stopped. Doesn't go on right now. 483 years, boop, it stopped. That's the end of it. Then, tribulation, it starts again. Daniel's millennium, 70 years, starts and goes through that period. The last 7 years begin. End of the 490 years. Now, the last seven years begin with signing, that's a tribulation, it signs with the covenant. That's how it begins. Now, so let's say it starts today. Let's say the rapture occurs today. That doesn't start when the rapture starts, or when the tribulation. It will wait a while. Some people are saying about 6 months. It'll be ready for the battle, covenant to be alive, given with Israel and Rome. So Israel and Rome are somewhere saying that this will start about 6 years, not 6 months. So the last 7 years begin. It begins with the signing of the covenant. Outlook, and then it ends 490 years. That's the end of the tribulation. End of 490 years. That's the end of the tribulation. Okay? Went for 483. That's Cyrus. And stopped with 7 years. 7 years of the tribulation. And now the end. Now, next, outlook at the tribulation in 7 years. Outlook of the tribulation of the 7 years. So you got 7 years. You're looking at it now. First half. The first half of the 7 years. The first quarter, chapter 6, verses 11 through 17. The second quarter, chapters 8, 1 through 9, 21. The second half of tribulation. So now you've had 3.5 years over. Now you're going to 3.5 years. All of this will happen in the second 3.5 years of the tribulation. The little book. Now, given the Bible references there. And then the two witnesses. The forecast of the results of the bowl judgments. The great parentheses. Babylon, the harlot, end of the tribulation, and the second coming of Christ, the fall of Babylon, and the battle of Armageddon. So ends the three and a half years of tribulation. Any question? I hope this isn't confusing. Now, the reign of Christ, chapter 20 through 4 through 8, loosing of Satan, with the chapters and verse, judgment of the great white throne, and then the passing away of the present order, and then creation of the new order, the eternal order, chapter 22 given. And then I closed with the verse, I am the first and the last, I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And I hold the keys to death and Hades. Write therefore what you have seen, what is now, and what will take place. So much for the book. Okay, any questions? I've tried to look at it in different ways so that you can have it. Yes?
The Battle of Armageddon is when?
It's at the end of tribulation.
End of the tribulation. Is there a term used for the battle? It's not really a battle. The loosening words.
At the end of the time, the millennium?
Yeah.
You know what? There's not, because a lot of us don't think there's any kind of war.
It's just
that's right.
You're loosed and you're judged.
That's it. That's what we think. Okay. And if it isn't, it doesn't say.
So the Battle of Armageddon is Christ
coming to the earth.
Second Advent.
Yes.
He's squashing all that's going on.
All them. And he removes all unbelievers.
Yeah.
There is going to be an army amassed in that physical spot when Christ returns.
Yes.
It's not
going yes.
to be a battle.
No.
It's going to be a real
There'll be a full army. There'll be an army, but there'll be no battle.
Like
at least that. There's none. No battle recorded. Just that he's coming in, and that's that. Okay?
Will you go over the last two verses in Revelation? Later, because I don't think I understand it. Part of the victory of the Lamb, part of it. Let's say verse 17. For God has put it in their hearts to execute His purpose by having a common purpose, and by giving their kingdom to the beast until the word of God will be fulfilled. And this, the very last one, it said, the woman whom you saw is the great city, which reigns over the kings of the earth. So, where does the walking?
I'll give a full explanation.
Okay.
Yep.
What chapter?
Chapter 17.
Yeah.
Part of it, I don't understand.
Yeah. Okay.
It references Babylon, and Babylon doesn't exist today.
Right.
So,
yeah,
is it
rebuilt?
That's something else I'll talk about. There's a debate on where Babylon is. Some people think it's actually Babylon. Some people think it's Rome. And so just different decisions of where Babylon goes. All we know is it will be destroyed.
It's kind of interesting because Saddam Hussein, he wanted to build Babylon.
Yes.
He was the Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. So, it's probably in that area.
Yeah. So, we'll talk about that. Good. I love this. So, I'm glad you got some questions and some things we'll go over and get more on this done. I hope you've got a grasp of Revelation. Any person doesn't have a grasp of Revelation, because I can start it all over again. Okay, let's close in prayer. Father, we just love you, the Word. Thank you for giving us Revelation, kind of telling us what's going to be happening in history, what's happening in the church, different attitudes carry on through the church, most of them bad and some of them good. And then Heavenly Father, history, future. And Heavenly Father that comes, we will all spend eternity with Jesus Christ. Father, we praise you for your word, praise you for the plan of God, praise you in Christ's name. Amen.